Your 11 a.m. Z-Lines. Townsville Mayor Troy Thompson has resigned this morning amid an investigation by the Crime and Corruption Commission. It is alleged that Mr. Thompson lied about his military service record and elements of his resume in the lead-up to winning the election. Mr. Thompson has accused Premier David Crisafulli of government overreach for attempting to oust him from office. Vowing to recontest in the upcoming election, Thompson described his upcoming campaign as a way to, quote, protect the democratic rights of Townsville residents. Minister for Local Government Anne Leahy said that the resignation was, quote, not an admission of wrongdoing, end quote.
Just a warning for this one. The following story covers themes of child exploitation. A senior police sergeant has been sentenced to only 3 months' jail by Ipswich District Court on Wednesday after he secretly filmed his teenage stepdaughter showering. Charged on 3 counts of observation or recording in breach of privacy and 2 counts of possessing child exploitation material, the teenage girl expressed in court how his actions has, quote, taken away not just my privacy, but my peace, end quote. Kate Juhas, the man's barrister, called for probation and community service in part to her client's lack of criminal history and early guilty plea to all charges, implying that his forced resignation from police service and disciplinary action was enough justice for the young girls. Other charges include a third recording charge and child exploitation charges. They have all been temporarily suspended.
In national news, former Victoria homicide detective says the search for fugitive Desi Freeman can only go on for so long. Retired Victoria Police homicide detective Charlie Besnier said the cost and resourcing of the manhunt could not continue indefinitely. Besnier said, quote, I think by the end of it, it'll be into the millions, multi-millions by the time it's finished, end quote. He also noted that with summer on the way, quote, you can't have police in their full regalia out in 35 degree heat in the bush, end quote. Victoria Police has fielded hundreds of tip-offs and offered a $1 million reward for any information leading to Freeman's arrest.
In some better news, Catherine Perversi, a Mulumbimby woman, has taken on the 1,000-kilometre Bowman track in WA to raise funds for motor neuron disease. The 70-year-old was diagnosed with the disease late last year, but as an experienced hiker, it seems nothing can stop her, not even her 18-kilogram backpack, I know. Expecting the hike to take 3 months and 1 week, Ms. Perversi says that, quote, the stillness is sublime. We wish her all the best and great success here at 4ZZZ.
And in international news, Neon, a global film distributor, has demanded Chinese companies stop showing the movie Together after reports artificial intelligence was used to edit out a queer couple. Together is an Australian film starring David France and Alison Brie, but following screenings in China, moviegoers started to notice a scene which featured a same-sex male couple getting married had been altered to one of the men being female. Neon said, quote, it does not approve of the unauthorized edit, end quote, and that the Chinese distributor needs to stop showing their edited version, criticizing the increasing attempts to censor queer media and queer characters in media. In the past, films have been altered for viewing in China, including Bohemian Rhapsody to conceal sexuality, and in Oppenheimer, which was altered to cover a character's exposed skin. Following the backlash, distribution by the film's Chinese distributor has been stopped with no new scheduled release date.
And for your weather today, there is not a cloud in the Brisbane sky, so make sure you seek out somewhere shady today. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach a 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Paradigm Shift's podcast.